The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Muslim National School reopened in Dublin today, but questions still remain over the closure of the Islamic Cultural Centre in Clonskee, which is beside the school. Our reporter Josh Crosby is there this morning. He joins us on the line. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what's the situation? What's open, what's not?
Well, so look, the school was on spring holidays, what they say. And today, like other schools across the country, they were reopening after the Easter break. But this was not certain or fully clear to parents last week. The Islamic Cultural Centre remains closed here today, Pat. And this has impacted certain operations at the school. And the main part of that, from what I can see this morning, is accessibility. So the gates remain chained and locked up. Students are going in through a side pedestrian gate, and the car park has been all cordoned off and taped off with security guarding the grounds. This is leading then to school buses having to just pull up on the side of the main road and let students disembark outside the gates. This seems to be causing the most distress for parents, Pat, but there are also other aspects of the day-to-day running of the school that have been impacted due to the closure of the main centre. So the restaurants are closed, and then also some parts of the Muslim prayer routine cannot be carried out to the full extent as it usually would, because certain washing facilities are not accessible. So students will be doing what is called dry wudu. I've been meeting with some parents in the past hour and a half as they drop their children off, just to hear how this has all affected the community. First, we'll hear from Saeed, who has a daughter attending the creche.
It was a hard time last week, to be honest. It was really, really sad. Really, really sad for us, basically. I'm working, my partner is working. We had no one, basically, to look after her. What can I say? My word is sad. Yeah,
and
sad,
the sense of uncertainty whether the school was going to reopen or
not. Oh, yeah. We were always thinking about it. And, there is not a lot of creches around here, basically, to register the kids again and stuff like that. So we was always here. She's going to creche, and then the next year, hopefully, she's going to the primary school that is inside as well. So basically, we were like worried.
How much of a role does the centre as a whole, I suppose, play in your life and your friends and your family's community?
To be honest, it's playing a lot. But I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know what's the reason behind it, to be honest. And if it's going to close, it's a little bit kind of hard for us, to be honest. I'm not going to lie.
And do the community want they want clarity, they want answers?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I'm speaking to my friends, I'm speaking to my relatives around here, and they're all looking for answers, to be honest. They're all looking for explanation why. Like, why the thing closed and what's the reason behind it, to be honest.
My name is Zed. My both children going there, and it's very difficult to drop them.
And how important is it now to have the school reopened?
It's really, really important. They have to open the gate, you know, to drop off. And it's dangerous also. People, like, they don't stop. I will cross the road. It's dangerous for the children to cross the road.
So you think the car park should be opened?
It should be opened, yeah. Definitely. Sorry.
But even the communication you're getting now, parents are satisfied?
I don't know. I can't say. I don't think so.
Want things to return to normal?
As soon as possible. Should be returned to normal.
Because the children are probably being affected by this as well.
Exactly. Everybody's affected. Yeah.
My name is Ali, and my son is in the class one. He's going to Muslim National School, and we are very happy the school is open. Just we are not allowed to park inside due to some issues. So I hope they will sort it out soon.
What is the feeling in the community about the closure?
Like, of course, everybody is sad because we used to come here, we do prayer here, and especially this Klonskis, they have library, they have a sport hall, like a lot of stuff there, they have a restaurant, and everything is closed. So
I suppose the community, they want answers, they want to know why this all happened?
Yes, everybody want to know, like, what exactly happened, because a lot of rumors here, like, somebody's, like, everybody have, you know, different, and everybody have different point of view, but nobody knows exactly what happened.
But the community in Dublin, in Ireland, is still strong, like, there's not fractions throughout the community?
No, everybody is strong, and I hope they will sort soon.
Some of the parents of children attending the Muslim National School in Clonskee in Dublin. So, Josh, what happens next there? How is this going to proceed?
Well, the current setup can't be a long-term measure, Pat. As I said, the grounds are all sealed off, and thousands of Muslims would usually come here for prayers. And right now, there's security guards in place, and Gardaí are cycling up, driving up and down. The main takeaway I'm getting from parents, Pat, is they just want answers as to why this has happened. So this stems from a meeting that took place on Saturday, the 19th of April, and people will be aware from the coverage, there have been internal disputes and there are different investigations, reviews ongoing into how things have got to this point and what took place at the meeting. In a lengthy statement, the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council says that what happened here recently is not an isolated incident, but as the culmination of 3 decades of failed leadership. So it remains to be seen how this progresses and the community can move on from this. But from the mother we heard there in the clip, this is all trickling down and impacting the everyday routine of the children who attend the school on the same grounds. I met with Sammy, who's part of the school's parent association. He says they want TUSLA and the Department of Education to try and address the issues.
Everybody is absolutely upset. Like, what they are doing is a joke. Like, it's not safe for the kids. I mean, parent association, it's really dangerous for the kids. And we have been contacting TUSLA about that as well. Because, see, the buses will be just dropping the kids out in the street. It's not. I'm supposed to be driving to school here, but I can't, because like, where would I park? That the area is not the decision was not tried to close the parking. It's not acceptable.
And with the closure of the center, is there a sense of uncertainty?
Well, there is level of uncertainty. We're not really sure what will happen. What we are seeing here is like the shops are closed, the restaurants are closed, the school was closed. So everything is not going against is going against us.
So what do you want to see happen? Obviously, you want the car park opened, but going forward, are you satisfied with the way things are being run here?
No, definitely no. Things need to be rectified to go back to normal. We need to have the mosque open, the shops, the creche, the school back to normal, the parking. Everything should be back to normal for the community. The school and the mosque was actually participating in a lot of activities for the community, like school. Other schools were coming to get introduced about Islam and all that. So they used to do that. Now we can't do anything, any of that. So it's impacting the whole Irish community.
Speaking on behalf of the Parents Association, what are you going to be doing next or what needs to happen?
We're contacting the board of management of the school. We are trying to contact TUSLA and Department of Education because this is just for the sake of our kids. So we are just focusing now on the school itself. And the mosque, they have their own administration that they can work towards resolving things internally.
And that's Sammy from the Muslim National School Parents Association. And no doubt we'll hear more about that particular standoff in Clonskee over the coming days.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.